Major college sports programs could take a significant step today towards sharing their wealth. In particular, they could share money with the athletes whose performance brings the money in. The NCAA Board of Directors is voting on a plan to restructure Division I athletics. This plan would give the five biggest athletic conferences autonomy in making certain rules and also provide so-called enhanced benefits to student athletes. We're going to talk about this with NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, who's on the line. Hi, Tom.
Hi there.
So why make these changes?
Well, supporters of the proposal say it's so they can enact some reforms that are long overdue. 65 schools that comprise these big five. That's the Pac-12, the Big 12, the Big 10, the Atlantic Coast Conference, and the Southeastern Conference. They sometimes have felt constricted by the current structure, where smaller Division I schools and conferences can band together and prevent legislation from passing. An example, a few years ago, a plan to allow schools to give scholarship athletes a $2,000 stipend. Some of the schools that could afford it wanted to do it, but enough of those who couldn't afford it, they squashed the proposal. This autonomy will let those schools in the Big Five make rules relating to athlete benefits without having to get approval from those non-Big Five schools in Division I, and there are nearly 300 of them.
Okay, so there's going to be perhaps somewhat different procedures and practices at different schools. What if you're a scholarship student at one of those Big Five conference schools? What is it going to mean?
You know, it'll mean you could be in line for some more benefits. Probably the biggest one is that the school could make your athletic scholarship whole. Studies show that many athletic scholarships come up short by a few thousand dollars as far as, you know, covering the actual cost of going to college. Another possible benefit, improved health care. Critics say athletes aren't properly covered, and that can be a real problem, obviously, in violent sports like football. So the Big Five could legislate better coverage. And yet another, Steve, and this is kind of an eyebrow raiser. I can hear your eyebrows raising as
both
I tell this. The Big Five could make rules making it possible for you, the athlete, to sign with agents during school. As long as no money is exchanged, they could do that. And the agents could negotiate future deals for, like, Super Steve energy bars or Air Inskeep shoes, for instance.
Well, I'm sure those would be big sellers and a big, you know, big incentive for me to go to your school. But that's actually my next question, Tom Goldman. I'm wondering if these different rules for the bigger schools, in effect, the bigger conferences anyway, is going to change the recruiting landscape. These schools that already have a huge advantage in recruiting high school athletes will have even more of an advantage because they can say, look, we just pay more. We have better benefits. We're going to get you some money here.
Excellent point. You know, this is a big criticism of this proposal, that autonomy, you know, will give the schools in the Big Five conferences an even bigger competitive advantage than they already have. Boise State President Bob Custra has been very vocal in his criticism along these lines. You know, Boise State is a non-Big Five school, but has had success in football. He wrote a couple of months ago that the NCAA cannot fall prey to phony arguments about student welfare when the real goal of some of these so-called reformers is to create a plutocracy.
And now the plutocracy is not here yet, I suppose. There's still a vote that has to take place.
Yes, a vote has to take place, and then there's a 60-day period where all Division I schools have the opportunity to weigh in and override the vote. If at least 75 schools do that, then the board has to reconsider. If at least 125 schools override this thing, the vote is suspended.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.